Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Quelich. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chief Hogsett. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Chief Hogsett. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting second. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sarge Connolly. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sarge Connolly. And now, play ball. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hogsett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Johnson is chasing the ball. Hale rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Quelich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Quelich. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander strikes out. One out. George Quelich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quelich takes first base on ball four. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Quelich moves to second. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a pop-up towards short. Montague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Quelich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chief Hoxett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoxett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague can't make a play. That's a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoxett moves to second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Hoxett scores. Stone goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Tigers. George Quelich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quelich is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Quelich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alexander scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rogel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. Seeds takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Johnson. Hale reaches second base with a double. Seeds moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Seeds scores. Hale moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Tigers. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hale scores. It's Tigers, 3, Indians, 3. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Owen reaches second base with a double. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayworth hits a pop-up towards short. Montague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chief Hogsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogsett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hogsett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Connolly. Owen scores. Hogsett moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-3, Tigers. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hogsett scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-1 in the game. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. George Quelich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quelich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Quelich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayworth hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Chief Hoxett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoxett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoxett takes first base on ball 4. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Hoxett trying to get to third. Seeds throws the ball into Com, who tags Hoxett for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Stone hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Stone reaches second base with a double. Johnson moves to third. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Alexander is walked intentionally. George Quelich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quelich is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Quelich hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Quelich reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Stone scores. Alexander moves to third. It's 7-3, Tigers. Mel Harder now pitching. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hub Walker now playing center field. Roy Johnson now playing right field. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Walker. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to third. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Walker who is chasing the ball. Com reaches third base with a triple. Morgan scores. It's 7-4, Tigers. Tommy Bridges now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Com scores. Two outs. It's 7-5, Tigers. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-2 in the game. Montague takes first base on ball 4. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Harder, and towards Montague, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter pinch hits for Bob Seeds. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Porter moves to third. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. George Uhel now pitching. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Porter scores. Morgan moves to second. It's 7-6, Tigers. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak is 0 for 3 in the game. Vosmak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan scores. It's Tigers, 7, Indians, 7. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vosmak. The throw from Hayworth and he is safe. Vosmak steals second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Porter now playing right field. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 4 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Stone hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Porter chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Hale. Hale fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Hale. Gehringer goes all the way around to score. Stone moves to third. It's 8-7, Tigers. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Alexander hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stone scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-7, Tigers. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett pinch hits for Ed Montague. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk pinch hits for Mel Harder. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-8, Tigers. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Burnett now playing shortstop. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Owen hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 4 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Averill strikes out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles and 2 walks. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Com takes first base on ball 4. Morgan moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 8. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.